I want to share with you, our assignment have changed. I mean, changed. And the vision have been expanded. And what the Lord gave me is, and I'll be brief on this, and because I know we are celebrating holiday, but every day is a celebration day for us in Christ. And they are, back to the meeting, they are, some of them started asking me, could we give up Therese? I said, don't even think about it. You know, something you want, something you just can't have. Now God can make a duplicate of it or something like that. That's fine. But we got the original. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to ask you to stay, and I want to communicate with everybody, children all, and see, there's some things that must be identified, recognized, and dealt with. And so if you will open your Bible with me to the book of, to the Gospel of John, St. John, chapter 11. I want to deal with the force, the effect of righteousness and the force of it. And why do some things seem to stand in our way and they are not moved? Okay. Well, we're going to deal with that. I want to say some things to you today as to let you look into the scripture, into the realm of the spirit, and to see who you are and what and how to deal with the enemy when he comes trying to confuse you, trying to put you in a place where you can't function. He can't do that. He cannot do that. So the best example I know is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you have you found John Gospel chapter 11, and I think I'll pick up it. Let me turn there myself. I want to pick up at verse 20. I was going to skip, but we just want to take time to look at some things. I'm going to pick up at verse 20. And when you know, and let me make this statement, when you know that you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ, when you know that, and then you have a revelation of that. See, being righteous and not knowing it is, well, you're really cheating yourself, or you're really living in a place where you shouldn't be. Because once you become righteous, that means you are right with God. That means you have a right to everything that God has. That means there's nothing can stop you from getting it, because you're right with God. But there are some things that will hinder you if you don't grow up. And see, some people You know, some people might remain ignorant, or they may not know. And that's why you're here today. And some people don't know what church or what coming together or assembling together is. And see, you rejoice, you praise, you worship. What are you doing? You're setting the atmosphere for the presence of God, for the power of God, for the revelation of God. Because there's some things he want to download in you. There's some things in you you need to release to him. Do you hear what I'm saying? And in this kingdom that we're talking about, listen to what I'm saying. There's nothing missing. Can you imagine? There's nothing missing. Nothing broken. I mean, not anything. It is totally complete. You can't make any improvement on it. You can't diminish it. Because everything that you need, want, desire, are just, it's there. And there's a river of life flows through that kingdom. And in that river of life, there is no more curse. Do you understand? But sometimes we are in this physical body, we don't know how to keep that curse thing off of us. You've been redeemed. There's no more curse for you. But living here in this earth realm, where among the curse, we don't know how to keep it off, and we don't know what caused it. That's what I'm gonna deal. What I'm going to deal with. Then you know what caused this and open the door to it. Then you can stop it. But a lot of time we just go along with what's going on, and that's why you don't get involved in just religious stuff. Just something that sounds good. Look, you better know what the word says. You better be led by the Spirit of God. Now watch this. Have you found it yet? This is when Lazarus died. He was dead. And Jesus was in another place. And 4 days later, Jesus showed up. And they were hurting because they had lost their brother. Lazarus had died prematurely. He was not a full age, you know. He hadn't lived out 70, 80 years. He hadn't lived out 120 years at this point. He died. So it says, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, now listen to what she said. Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. In other words, she was thinking, you're here now, Jesus, but you're just too late. Did you get it? I'm glad you're here, but if you had been here, he wouldn't have died, because she had that much faith in him that he could have stopped that day. Are y'all in the house? But I know that even now, whatsoever thou will ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he arise again in the resurrection at the last day. Listen to Jesus' answer. Y'all got to follow me now. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Why do you need to wait till the last day? Resurrection here. I'm resurrection today. My God, thank you. See, you're thinking about someday you're going to prosper. Someday you're going to be all right. No, today you was all right. Your resurrection from poverty is hell. Your resurrection from lack, from not knowing, is here today.